This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now about how the system actually works. This morning, GE Capital was officially scratched off the too-big-to-fail list. The Financial Stability Oversight Council decided General Electric's financing arm has slimmed itself down well enough so that it's no longer a threat to bring the whole system crashing down around it were it to fail. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on progress.
American taxpayers have one more reason to rest easy tonight, says Dennis Kelleher with the consumer advocacy group Better Markets.
GE got rid of its high-risk finance gambling and got back to the business that it makes money at, which is airplane engines and all sorts of other industrial products.
In the last year, GE Capital has sold off $180 billion of its business. Federal regulators say those moves, quote, reduce the potential for GE Capital's financial distress to threaten U.S. financial stability. But right now, just two other non-banks, insurance giants Prudential and AIG, carry this too-big-to-fail label.
The idea that we're going to prevent financial catastrophes by designating two insurance companies as systemically important just doesn't strike me as very probable.
That's Harvard Law professor Hal Scott. Scott wants to see the feds regulate sketchy products or services, not companies. For example, if people invest in some kind of high-risk fund.
So what you might want to do is say, well, these funds have to have liquidity, they have to have assets, and therefore have the cash to honor redemption. So that's an approach where you're basically looking at what the companies are doing and making sure that they're not running too much risk.
Dennis Kelleher says that sounds smart and tactical, but it mirrors a financial industry talking point to maximize profits.
The industry approach is to keep clipping the wings of the regulators. Oh, don't do this, don't do that. Let's leave it to the experts who are worried about the public interest to decide which firms to designate and how best to do it.
Kelleher says GE Capital reducing its risk is proof these labels are onerous enough to get a company's attention. If anything, he says he wants more companies to carry it around. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.